got you on your appeal here. They've got it at 15,890 appraised value, and it's pre-construction. There's nothing there, but that's what they've got it as. It's 15,890. Is that amount? I mean, I think that amount is consistent with what they've been doing with other stuff in that area. So I understand your card was not separated or didn't say that, but given that they've got that 15,890, do you think that value is reasonable, or is it something that you want to talk about?
You're talking about the bare lot, right?
Right. I mean, and let me clarify here. Is that the one that you appealed, the bare lot? Because we had some questions here about, we got some parcel number mix up and things like that. Is that the one you're calling about, or were you calling also about the home?
I guess I just did what I thought I had to do. I didn't call anybody.
Well, I mean, you appealed, I guess, this.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Are you going to be somewhere here in a little while where you could maybe check that? But I think, I mean, right now it looks like to me that the parcel that was appealed was just the bare lot. And I think that whatever you were sent probably was not accurate at the time. I think they've gotten it straightened out at this point, but their value on that lot is $15,890.
Okay.
And if you're appealing something with the other one, I mean, we don't have anything else on here, do we?
No.
It doesn't look like you appealed anything on the one with the house. But I suspect you just got one card, and maybe that was the confusion, because I don't think you may have gotten an impact notice for this lot.
Yeah, that very well could be. Without looking at anything, and you know, I'm just going by what you're telling me.
Sure.
Was there anything was an email?
Exemption.
You had actually marked exemption on it, and I suspect, I mean, that's more of a, you know, when you're a nonprofit, you don't get taxed, but I suspect you were trying to communicate that the lot was separated and it needed to have a separate tax notice, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would think it'd be separate if it's anything like, I'm in agriculture here in Iowa, and if it's anything like that, you have different parcels for,
right?
Different properties, and even though it looks like it should be the same property.
Well, I think you separated it out this year, or it was separated out.
There were two different owners, so that totally makes sense.
You
separate it out.
Okay.
Because we just recently purchased them, so.
Okay.
This is all a little bit new to us.
I understand.
So if we.
And just for future reference, I guess, is this just, if you're putting this property, the one with the house on it, in a rental program, is that something you're doing?
Yes, it is. It's a rental, but we also live in it too.
Okay, well, here's what we've been doing with those properties, just so you know, going forward. Whenever somebody owns one property in Taney County, which they put in a nightly rental program, we'll give them a break on the first. We give a 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
I was informed of that, so we're aware of that.
Okay. And is that – I don't know if that other property is under appeal right now is my question. I don't know if
it's
it even
not.
Is.
I don't think it is. The one that rents out.
Okay,
and then it should not be under appeal.
And then, well, the blank lot wasn't separated out until like April or something like that. But there's a value on that at $15,890.
On his application, he does put the 128 Rockingchair Loop as the address of the parcel number.
Is 128 Rockingchair Loop? Is that the address of the house or the lot?
Yes.
Which one?
That's the house. Yeah.
That's the house. Okay, so were you
it? Condo. Hmm? On the application.
Was it classified this year as commercial?
Yes.
Huh?
You're asking me or?
Yeah, no, it's classified as residential.
Oh, it's classified as residential. Okay.
Who's appeal?
So.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
And he doesn't have classification
on
here.
No, hold on.
I have it as commercial.
Yeah, hold on, it's commercial.
It probably should be handled the same the rest of the trophy room cabins around it.
Oh, sure, sure, yeah. And listen, if you do a long-term rental on it when you're not using it, this doesn't apply. It's only when you have the nightly rental program. In other words, it becomes that mixed use. And so with respect to the lot, I mean, here's what we can – go ahead.
I was just going to say, can I clarify with him that we were looking at the interpersonal, so there are different figures for this parcel than what we quoted him on the other parcel that we were looking at. So the 15890, if we're really looking at the condo, these are the numbers for
– yeah.
Just to clarify.
The condo value is, the assessed structure is 98,770. Is that correct? And then it's a total of 108,770 with the land?
The assessed is 34,810.
Yeah, that's the total appraised value is 108,770.
Okay.
And and the other, you know, what we could do is, I think even though he hasn't, it's questionable which lot he did. I think we can fix both right now. Okay. So as to what's the parcel number? The parcel number ending in 018, we could make a motion to set the appraised value at 108,770, and for the other parcel, which is the blank lot, is it questionable whether we got the right parcel number?
We do not have the right parcel number.
Okay. I'll make the motion, okay, even though we don't have the parcel number, would be appraised at 15,890. And then as the parcel number ending in 018, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Okay, that was my understanding how it was going to be. So I go along with that.
I'll second that.
Okay. Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. You get a decision within a few days. Now, I'll ask the clerk's office to please try to clarify with him that there are two parcels here. We've made that combined motion, and
yes,
and we've set their values and their classification. And well, the only thing we didn't do is, I guess the lot's just classified as residential itself, right?
Yes. Yes.
It'll be classified when it gets sent as
and
resident.
It ends in .000.
Yeah, and I don't need to put that in the motion. But okay, we thank you for owning Nittany County. Glad we could get you resolved. Thank you for taking us up early. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. So there'll be no more. You won't call back. Right?
No, I won't call back this afternoon. You'll get a notice within a decision within a couple of days, consistent with what we did here. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. And what was the, what did I say on that, 108,770?
108,770.
Okay. All right, we'll fix that one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they went up to purchase their deeds, but I can show you, because I'm an elected official, what's going on. They put them all under one deed, and they're 50.
Separate them out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can give them a break on the one. I mean, it's going to be
even. And then when they separate them, they can come
even
back.
When they separate them, they can come back and
that's
do
that. I can't leave this with you because.
Okay. Yep. 018 is the one with the structure on it. That's kind of how I figured it'd be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 018.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. So we just did a 75-25 split on this one. Everything value stayed the same.
they coming back here?
Yeah, they just went up to purchase their deeds to bring back to you.
Oh, they just get copies of them. Gotcha.
Again, I'm not actually supposed to hand this out in any possible way.
We just needed to see them. On the celeb hospitality, we've determined that we really don't have anything. This was a valuation issue last time, was it not?
And did you send him the comps?
I think we gave him the time in order to send us some comps, and I don't know if he did or not.
Yeah, it was valuation.
And he's maybe right that these properties are not going, but I don't know. Do you think that these properties are his property at 444 is? I know under the cost approach it's reasonable, but I don't know how much the hotels are going for right now.
Like I said, if I'd had the time as assessor,
sure,
I would have dropped.
I was just asking if you knew.
I would have dropped hotels by at least 9%.
Okay.
Okay. So, but not everybody came in, and I don't have time to do it.
Get it.
My books are closed.
Jerry, do you have any information that would be helpful for that?
I don't, and I don't remember what we were asking him to bring back.
I think we're just asking. Didn't he bring something in at the time? I can't remember. Maybe I'm thinking of another one. That's BOE 26.
Which property? I'm trying to look it up to see exactly which property. I know it's on 76. Was the one that said he didn't have a pool compared to his neighbors who did.
I'm looking at the picture of it. Yes, we did this one, and he was going to bring some homes.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go ahead and call him and just see what he's got.
Or is this the one that he purchased and the city's shutting down?
I guess possible. I think he was maybe even doing some longer-term rental stuff.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers of the Tandy County Board of Equalization. We've got you on the docket for this afternoon. Do you have... were you going to provide us some maybe comps, things like that? Is that what you were going to do?
I know there's nothing for comps for people... you know, real good to give it or whatever. I'm just looking. I saw a couple of people, nobody sending nothing. Wanted to Southwest or something, international hotel broker. I think so they have experience in the office or whatever. Anyway, I was thinking nobody want to work it for me for free.
Sure.
But I have some just, I look it up some, you know, like a listing. You know, listing price for properties, both sides, on side of me, different hotel brands and whatever. I have some of those. I take pictures of those. Let's see.
So it looks like he doubled.
We've got at least one in person this afternoon already at 1.
Can you put that PR card back up, Jennifer, please?
Yep.
Do you mind? We're trying to take a look at it now. We're trying to see if either one, we could try to resolve it now, or two, maybe bump your time up. Could you come back in earlier?
Oh, great. Oh, for me, it's better resolve it, be done with it.
Sure. I just don't know how. I mean, we need something to try to reduce this, if that's what you're asking. We just need some evidence to look at to try to consider that.
You look up, it's very easy, you look up the, let me see, I think this one is LoopNet. Yeah, LoopNet. I have a couple examples. These are listing price, this is not sales price, and this property is sitting years for sale. Nobody wants it. You understand? So these are very easy. One is next door, cannot be better compared than right next door to me. You can look it up, 70 Key Hotel,